Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. We are in the book of First Chronicles right now. This show is for the 15th of November 2017. We will be beginning at chapter 21, and this is all about Dawid taking a census. And verse 1, you can reference 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1. Now, this is an interesting verse here. I'm going to read it and then do a little explanation. And Satan stood up against Israel and instigated Dawid to number Israel. Now, this means the adversary of the people or nation or an individual or whatever, but it is in the form of a proper name. Okay, capital S. There aren't any other places in the Old Testament and the historical books where Satan is referred to by this title. He's mentioned in Job, Psalms, and Zechariah. So this is an odd instance here. Yahweh was not in favor of this. You will see that in verse 7. All right, verse 2. And Dawid said to Joab and to the military leaders of the people, go and number Israel from Be'er Sheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. Verse 3, and Joab answered, Yahweh make his people 100 times more as they are. But my lord, the king, they not all, or are they not all, my lord's servant. And lord here is 113, Adon. Okay. Why then does my Lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? In other words, it was just an ego thing with Dawid. He was wanting to know how many men he had as a matter of pride. So this was not good. Verse 4, nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. He was the king. Wherefore, Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. Verse 5, and Joab gave the sum of the muster of the people unto Dawid. and all Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Yehuda, that's Judah, was 470,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Binyamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. Okay, he didn't like it. So this is what's going to happen. Verse 7, I was reading it like it was in the King James. And it was displeasing in the eye of Yahweh, or Elohim rather, with this thing. Therefore he smote Israel. See, the king would bring punishment on all of Israel, not just one or two. This was not good. Verse 8. And Dawud said unto Elohim, I have sinned greatly. In other words, to miss the mark, because I have done this thing. But now I beseech you, pass over, 5, 6, 7, 4, the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. Verse 9. And spoke Yahweh unto God, G-A-D, that's a long A, God, not Gad, God, G-A-D. Dawud's seer, saying, he saw visions of Yahweh. Verse 10. Go and speak to Dawud, saying, thus saith Yahweh, I offer to you three. Choose you one of them, that I may do it to you. Verse 11. So God came to Dawud and said unto him, thus says Yahweh, choose you. Verse 12, either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be swept away before your foes, while that sword of your hated enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even the pestilence in the land, and the messenger of Yahweh destroying through all the territory of Israel. Now therefore examine yourself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. Verse 13, and Dawud said unto God, I keep repeating that. It's not God, it's God, G-A-D. That's a man's name. I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercies. But let me not fall into the hand of Adam. Verse 14. So Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. Woo. Boy, you can imagine how that weighed on King Dawud. That really tore him up. And Elohim sent a messenger unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, Yahweh saw, and he regretted of the harm. That's 7451. Now they have evil in the King James, but it also means harm, so it reads better as harm. And said to the messenger that destroyed, it is enough, let drop now thy hand. And the messenger of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He was a Jebusite. And you can reference 2 Samuel 24, 16. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the messenger of Yahweh stand between the land and the sky, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders covered in sackcloth. Now, they have other words in here in the King James in italics, but they're not in the Hebrew. Fell upon their faces. In other words, they prostrated themselves. Verse 17, and David said unto Elohim, now they have added the words, is it? I can go along with that. And David said unto Elohim, is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that has sinned and done evil indeed. That's 7489 and 7489 for emphatic. But as for these sheep, speaking of Israel as the sheep of Yahweh's pasture, what have they done? Let your hand, I beseech you, O Yahweh, my Elohim, be on me and on my father's house, but not on your people, that they should be plagued. Verse 18. Then the messenger of Yahweh said to God to say to David, that David should go up and set up an altar unto Yahweh in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Verse 19, and David went up as the saying of God, which he spoke in the name of Yahweh. Verse 20, and Ornan turned back and saw the messenger and his four sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. Verse 21. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and prostrated himself, bowed himself, to David with his face to the ground. Verse 22. And you can reference 2 Samuel 24, verse 21. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar in it unto Yahweh. You shall grant it to me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from upon the people. Verse 23, and Ornan said unto David, take it to you, and let my lord the king do good in his eyes. See, I give you the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing sledge for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all. And you can reference 2 Samuel 24, verse 22. Verse 24, and King David said to Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take which is yours for Yahweh, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. verse 25, and you can reference 2 Samuel 24, verse 24. So Dawood gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. Verse 26. And Dawood built there an altar unto Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon Yahweh. And he answered him from the sky by fire upon the altar of burnt offerings. Whoa. That must have been awesome. Fire comes down from the sky and consumes the burnt offering. So he knew Yahweh heard him. Verse 27. And Yahweh commanded the messenger, and he put up his sword again into the sheath of it. Get a little drink of coffee, and I have a little cinnamon in my coffee. Very early in the morning where it's peaceful and quiet here, and just a perfect time to record. Verse 28. At that time when Dawood saw that Yahweh had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. Verse 29, for the tabernacle of Yahweh, which Moshe made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. Verse 30, but Dawood could not go before it to inquire of Elohim, for he was terrified from the presence of the sword of the messenger of Yahweh. Oh, I bet he was. I would be too. Chapter 22. We finished 21 here. Then Dawood said, this is verse 1 of 22. This is the house of Yahweh Elohim, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. Verse 2. See, the temple wasn't built yet, so they had all this stuff all over the place. They didn't have any place to put a lot of stuff. Verse 2. A note here, the threshing floor of Onan was on Mount Moriah, where Abraham went to offer Yitzchak to Elohim. The temple would be built by Shlomo on this mount. And 2 Chronicles 3:1. And they believe that Dawood wrote Psalm 30 in this place at this time. Verse 2 of chapter 22. And Dawood commanded to gather together the sojourners that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew dressed stones to build the house of Elohim. Verse 3. And Dawood prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates and for the hinges, and bronze in abundance without weight. They couldn't weigh it. There was so much. Verse 4, also cedar trees without number for the Zidoni and the Zori brought much cedar wood to Dawood. And verse 5, you can reference 1 Chronicles 29, verses 1 and 2. And Dawood said, Shlomo, my son, is young and tender, and the house to be built for Yahweh must be exceeding magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all the lands. I will now make preparation for it. So Dawood prepared abundantly before his death. Okay. Verse 6. Then he called for Shlomo his son and charged or commanded him to build a house for Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Now, verses 7 through 10. You can reference 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 16, and 1 Chronicles 17, verses 1 through 14. Okay? Verse 7. And Dawood said to Shlomo, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of Yahweh, my Elohim. Verse 8. But the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, you have shed blood abundantly and have made great wars. You shall not build a house unto my name, because you have shed much blood upon the ground in my sight. Verse 9. Behold, a son shall be born to you who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his hated enemies round about, for his name shall be Shlomo. And that means peace. Like Shalom. Okay, peace. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. Verse 10. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son. And I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. In other words, until everlasting. That's 5704 and 5769. Verse 11. Now, my son, Yahweh be with you and prosper you and build the house of Yahweh your Elohim, as he has said of you. Verse 12. Only Yahweh give you prudence or wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, a commandment, that you may keep the law or Torah of Yahweh your Elohim. Now, Shlomo was about 20 years old when he took over the throne of Dawood. Verse 13, then shall you prosper if you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which Yahweh charged Moshe with concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Now you can reference 4, verse 13. The book of Yahshua, or Joshua, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Verse 14. Now behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of Yahweh 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and of bronze and iron without weight. For it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and you may add thereto. Verse 15. Moreover, there are doers of work with you in abundance, hewers and craftsmen of stone and timber, and all manner of wise men for every manner of work. verse 16. Of the gold, the silver, and the bronze, and the iron, there is no number. Rise up and be doing, and Yahweh be with you. Verse 17, Dawid also commanded all the officers of Israel to help Shlomo his son. And it has saying after that in italics to tie it in. Verse 18, is not Yahweh your Elohim with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand. And the land is subdued before Yahweh and before his people. Now, who are his people? His people are Israel. We tend to forget that today, and we think it's the mixed breeds over there in Israeli, and it's not. His people are in dispersion all over. We're scattered. And that land over there, well, it's occupied by the enemy. Verse 19, now set your mind and your being to seek Yahweh your Elohim. Rise up therefore and build you the sanctuary of Yahweh Elohim to bring the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and the holy vessels of Elohim into the house that is to be built in the name of Yahweh. Now we're going to go into chapter 23. He has given the commandment for Shlomo to do all of this. Now, Dawid was getting old and seriously old. And he was just sort of infirm. You know, I've experienced some of that where the body breaks down. Well, you know, I had this little heart thing. And my body's not what it was when I was a young man. But I'll tell you what, Yahweh has restored me a lot. Okay? I won't go into all the details. It's really not relevant. All I'm saying is he has truly laid his blessings on me. So he was preserving Dawid at that time as well. And let's get into chapter 23. And you can reference 1 Kings 1, verses 1 through 40. So when Dawid was old and full of days, he made to reign as king, that's all one word, Shlomo, his son, over Israel. Because he was just getting feeble. And led a hard life. Harder than me. Oh, he went through stuff. Oh, man. I've gone through some stuff in my life too, but nothing compared to what Dawid went through. He was a real manly man. Whew. All the battles. I may have one coming up. I don't know. That's why Yahweh is restoring me. It's going to take me a good 6 months to heal up. Uh, we're watching the world go crazy, and he may heal me in time to go out. You know, when he commands, we don't know what's coming up. I know we're in the tribulation, and I know Yeshua's coming back, but we don't know exactly when. Only he knows. But I'm pretty much ready as far as stuff for survival. But my bod is having to heal here. So take note of that. You might want to get your survival gear going and get yourself healthy. We will see what we will see. Now right here is beginning in verse 2, is about the Levites. And he gathered together all the officers of Israel with the priest and the Levi. And the Levi were in charge of what would be the temple. Verse 3. Now the Levi were numbered from the, that's the Levites, okay? The Levi were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their heads. Strong men was 38,000. 38,000 Levites. Verse 4. Of which 24,000 were to oversee over the work of the house of Yahweh, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Verse 5. Moreover, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised Yahweh with the instruments which I made to praise with. Dawood made a lot of instruments. Verse 6. And Dawood divided them into divisions among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, or Kehath. Pardon me just a second. I have to cough. Oh, that hurts. But that's the first one in a while. verse 7, of the Gershuni, that's the Gershonites, were Laadan and Shimei. Verse 8, the sons of Laadan, the chief was Yechiel and Zetham and Yoel. 3, verse 9, the sons of Shimei, Shelomith, and Chaziel, and Haran. 3. These were the chiefs of the clans of Laadan. Verse 10. And the sons of Shimei were Yachath, Zina, and Yeush, and Bariah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Now in verse 11. And Yachath was the chief, and this is a spelling change, same person. Ziza, it's 2125 instead of 2126, but it's the same guy. And Ziza, or Zina, if you wish, the second. But Yeush and Bariah had not many sons. They were, therefore, in one accounting according to their ancestral house. Verse 12. The sons of Kehath, Amram, Yitzhar, Hebron, and Uziel. 4. Verse 13. You can reference Exodus 28, verse 1. The sons of Amram, Aharon and Moshe, and Aharon was set apart that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever. That's the Aharonic priesthood. To make smoke before Yahweh, in other words, to do burnt incense and burnt offerings, to minister unto him and to bless in his name forever, until everlasting. That's what it is. Verse 14. Now concerning Moshe, the man of Elohim, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. Verse 15. Okay. The sons of Moshe were Gershom and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief. And of the son of Eliezer, Rechabiah the chief. And Eliezer had none other sons, but the sons of Rechabiah were above abundance. In other words, he was really prolific. Verse 18, of the sons of Yitzhar, Shelomith the chief. Verse 19, of the sons of Hebron, Uriah the chief, Amariah the second, Yachaziel the third, and Yechamon the fourth. And Uriah is actually Uriyahu. Verse 20. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah, different spelling, M-I-Y-C-H-A-H, the chief, and Yeshiah, the second. Verse 21. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. The son of Mahli, Eleazar, and Kish, Q-I-Y-S-H. Let me get a little hit of coffee here. Oh, that cinnamon helps so much. Cinnamon's good for you. Good for your heart. Verse 22, and Eleazar died and had no sons, but daughters. And their kinsmen, the sons of Kish, took them. Verse 23. The sons of Mushi, Mahli and Eder, and Yerimoth, 3. Verse 24. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their ancestors, even the chief of the clans, as they were counted by number, by names, by their heads, that did work for the service of the house of Yahweh from the age of 20 years and upward. Verse 25, for David said, Yahweh Elohim, or Yahweh Elohe Israel, has given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. Verse 26, and you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. And also unto the Levium, they shall no more carry the tabernacle nor any vessels of it for the service of it. Verse 27, for by the last words of David, the Levium were numbered from 20 years of age and above. In other words, they were going to stop carrying the tabernacle. They were going to build this temple. Okay? Verses 28 through 32, which is the end of chapter 23. You can reference Numbers chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. Okay? Because, verse 28, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aharon for the service of the house of Yahweh. In other words, they would carry and fetch and do whatever, but the Aharon people were the actual physical priest class. They were above all the others. In the courtyards and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things. And the work of the service of the house of Elohim. Okay, they set things in order for the priests. Another little hit of coffee here. Both for the rows of showbread and for the fine flour for grain offering and for the unleavened cakes and for the pan, in other words, the stuff that was baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, that's 7246, that's all one word. And for all manner of measure and size. In other words, they did the portions. Verse 30. And to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening. They all stood by and prayed. They dedicated their life to Yahweh. Verse 31. And to offer all burnt sacrifices unto Yahweh. In the Shabbats, in the new moons, and on the appointed feasts by number, according to the order commanded unto them continually before Yahweh. Now, we don't really do the new moons anymore. We do the Shabbat day according to the solar calendar. At least that's what we use in our assembly of Christian Israelites. And the appointed feasts, we keep that. All the stuff that has not been done away with. Now we no longer sacrifice. The final sacrifice has been made by Yeshua Messiah when he laid his life down. And when that was done, in 3 days he took it up again. So we are truly blessed. Verse 32, and that they should keep the charge of the tent of meeting. Now they have tabernacle of the congregation. Well, that's not what it says in Hebrew. It's the tent of meeting. And the charge of the holy place, or set apart place, to keep it clean and repaired and do all of that. Okay, they were the workers. And the charge of the sons of Aharon, their brethren, They had to maintain them because the Aharonic priesthood was busy all the time. They did not have time to do all this lesser work, if you want to call any service in the house of Yahweh lesser work. And the charge of the sons of Aharon, their brethren, in the service of the house of Yahweh. Anything to do with that must have been absolute, just to be there, absolutely glorious. I mean, I can't imagine living in those days when Yahweh actually was among us before he withdrew because of our apostasy. Oh, the Holy Spirit is here, but Yahweh is not walking on the earth as he did in former times, okay? He's backed off. Now he's watching and he's taking notes of who's naughty and nice and all that. But he is letting us play out what we're doing here with free will. He's got the Holy Spirit here, the Comforter, for those that want to obey, and those he calls out. But the next time there is a divine showing, it's going to be when Yeshua Messiah returns. And he's bringing back the heavenly host. Which is really going to be a problem for the evil ones. Because they're going to be avenging angels. They're not going to be warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely. And they're coming back to lay the hammer down. At that point in time, all grace, all drawing of the Holy Spirit is going to be withdrawn. Okay, we have until that day. And that's the purpose of EFR and all this preaching and teaching and all the important stuff that we're doing here. Because we're trying to reach those that have not been reached before. And that is our commission given to those called. Now, you can believe that or you cannot believe it. The naysayers call us racists and we're this and we're that. And we've done this and we've done that. And, oh, you're not a perfect man. Oh, you've been to prison. You bet I have. So was Paul. Paul was in prison. I'm not putting myself on his level. But I was Christian Identity before I went to prison. I defended myself, however wisely or unwisely. I had been pushed to the point of breaking at that time. And I wound up in prison. Well, Yahweh gave me some time out, okay? That's what he did. Now, he used that time to reshape me. And when I got out of prison, I was all calmed down. I had everything focused. I learned so much more. What he revealed to me while I was in prison. And I was ready to be a better servant. Or I got out of prison. And I was not in the best shape because prison debilitates you. And you get unhealthy. Well, I compounded that by my diet and serious overwork. I'll be real honest, I hit it too hard since I've been out. Just eaten up with doing what I'm doing at EFR. That's why I'm doing reruns on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'm having to calm down. And now he has given me this time out and put me down for a month or so to get my heart fixed because he has more work for me to do and I need to be healthier. Well, he's accomplished that. And I'm in pain and I'm sitting here. I'm not suffering. I know it's there. They split my breastbone. Okay, to fix my heart. But I'm here being reasonable, doing an hour show. And that's not a problem. I'm recording for the next week. And I'm being very reasonable. And I'm not overdoing it because I have so much more energy and I'm so much more healthy now that it's easier. You see, he has grand plans for us. He has grand plans for you if you want it. But you have to really want it. And I'm in a different position than a lot of people being older. I'm 70. I will be 71. And I have the time. I'm not married. Don't have kids. I have the time to do all these things for Yahweh. And I am his tool and he uses me. And I love it. I love what he's doing with me. Absolutely thrilled. And I see things coming. And I can urge others to prepare. And I can give them little tips and hints to help our Israelite people. I'm not concerned with any others. I'm only concerned with Israel. Real Israel. Not the fakers. So, he was organizing back here in Chronicles all these people. He's putting everybody together to build the first temple. That's what we're counting about in 1 Chronicles. He is working through his people to get things ready to build his house. Okay, back when we were not in apostasy and not scattered. Well, I'm coming down the end of the hour. We're doing 3-minute breaks. And this is a very interesting section of scripture here. And when we get done, there's 29 chapters. We're in chapter 24, starting on Friday. And we'll get through 1 Chronicles this month and start into 2 Chronicles. And it just gets more and more interesting. And then when we're done with that, we'll go into the apocryphal books. So I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'm coming right down to the 3-minute mark. I will play my bumper music. And we will exit, and then there will be a 3-minute station break. That's the new modus operandi here. And I will catch you on Friday, beginning with chapter 24 of 1 Chronicles. Praise Yahweh and praise Yeshua HaMashiach. Talk to you later.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.